The governor held his Milwaukee event inside a restaurant that went smoke-free about 2 years ago. Owner Bryce Clark says that decision has been a good one.
We haven't looked back and we haven't regretted it one bit. And I know there's a lot of customers here and friends here.
The bill signed by the governor bans smoking in most indoor workplaces by July 5, 2010. The one-year delay was put in to satisfy the State Tavern League. The measure also exempts existing cigar bars and specialty tobacco shops. Tribal casinos are also not affected, and businesses can establish outdoor smoking areas that can't be regulated by local governments. Doyle says the only thing he doesn't like about the bill is the delayed starting date.
You know, that's the one thing, but I understand. I mean, we really wanted to get this done, and you've got to get the majority votes. And in the end, we got an overwhelming Democrats and Republicans, a good bipartisan vote.
But on his way into and out of the Milwaukee event, about 15 people who are part of a group that's trying to recall Doyle shouted at him.
Recall Doyle! Recall Doyle! Recall Doyle!
Recall organizer Vint Schmucki contends the smoking ban limits the private property rights of business owners.
They have individually staked their lives on these businesses. They will lose these businesses. There's going to be a huge backlash.
The governor's office says the smoking ban will protect the rights of people to breathe freely. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.